Do you like football?
That's all right.
What I was fixing to say was, I think there will be a professional game in Charlotte between the Redskins and somebody on either the first week in September or last week in August. And I guarantee you they'll be there for miles around.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the stadium, you think you're in New York or New Jersey or whatever. So,
can't tell the difference.
You're right. There is no defined line between urban and rural.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now give me another question. I know you will be able to write it down when I get through talking, but what's your next question?
Well, I was just interested, you know, in how what about the people who live in the town? How have their lifestyles changed?
The change of the lifestyle in the cities, okay. In the 30s, that was about the ending era of the affluent having cooks and washwomen,
mm-hmm,
and yard cleaning. That was near the end of that, where the folk with money would have a cook to come in the morning and cook the meals and serve them and clean the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. But with the advent of electric stoves, microwave, electric refrigerators, washing machines, all of the domestic help has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find any families, white or colored, very few, with what we used to call domestic help. Because in the first place, even if you were on a job from 9 to 5, there's no problem going and throw a few things together in the microwave or whatever. And in less than 30 minutes to the fire, you're ready to eat your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So you certainly don't need anybody in the kitchen puttering around all day.
Mm-hmm.
Then too, salaries had a whole lot to do with
the minimum wage.
Right, right. Had a whole lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't afford to pay somebody to stay at your house all day when you know they're going to be sitting down looking at TV.
Mm-hmm.
And half an hour before you get ready to come home, they will bust around and get everything in apple pie order.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you got to pay them. You got to pay them a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
While you are busting your butt trying to make the money.
Mm-hmm.
They are sitting down enjoying what you got. There's your contrast.
Well, so that must have made a change in the black community. Where did the women who were working jobs like that go to work then
the
after that
came.
Change?
We have quite a few factors around.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that group of people got too old to work, the younger folk who ordinarily would have filled their places were high school graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And looking for a better type of living and that kind of thing. Excuse me. Hello, yes, you're home. Yes, ma'am, that funeral is going to be on Saturday I haven't talked to the minister, but it will be Saturday afternoon, I assume around 3 o'clock. It's going to be at Pine Grove Church. Yes, ma'am. Around 3. Yes, sir. That's right. You're welcome.